Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney seems to be contradicting President Trump's claims that there was no quid pro quo during the call with the Ukraine president. Mulvaney today said that threatening to withhold monetary aid to Ukraine is something they do all the time with foreign policy. To find out, we turn to someone who might know, former White House counsel for President Richard Nixon, John Dean, joining us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. What do you make of Mulvaney's comments?
Remarkable.
In what way?
He doesn't need to be a witness, just needs to go to the press room and talk and provide all the information they need. I mean, it really was sort of a confession and then avoidance, if you will. He admitted the things they were doing when pressed and then sort of tried to color it as okay, and it's really not.
Mr. Dean, I think a lot of us are scratching our heads in the newsroom today saying, is it possible this was done strategically? Is
no.
there? No. You shot that one down pretty quickly.
No. He is an attorney by training, but he didn't show any of those skills today in the newsroom.
I guess the bigger question is how does this fit into the overall scheme of things, into the impeachment inquiry?
Well, he has flat out contradicted the president's position on quid pro quo. But what's interesting is quid pro quo in this current impeachment inquiry is not really necessary. The offense was to have a foreign government dig up dirt and potentially just invent dirt on a presidential opponent, Joe Biden. That's really the gist of the wrong. And that's really what Senate and House members at some point are going to be asked, is this all right with you that a president wants to go around and have China investigate, have Ukraine investigate his political opponents? And I don't think that's going to become a norm, an acceptable norm.
I want to ask you about the bigger picture of all this. Republicans are accusing Democrats of putting this inquiry behind closed doors. Can you speak to that, how this has been handled traditionally?
It's very much in the tradition of the way all impeachments have been handled, and certainly in the modern era. With Watergate, Nixon was investigated by a grand jury, and that information was ultimately given to the House impeachment inquiry. With Bill Clinton, it was the same. It was an independent counsel. All took place before a grand jury and behind closed doors, although there was some selective leaking. And then it was presented to the House, who in turn impeached based on the secretly developed information. So there's really nothing unusual. What's unusual here is that the Department of Justice turned down a criminal referral to investigate this where it would have gone to a grand jury. So the House itself is undertaking the investigation. And to not alert witnesses to what other witnesses are saying, they are proceeding appropriately with depositions behind closed doors.
Former White House counsel John Dean.